I'd like to explain the situation of this jury of the competition called Run After the Year, second to competition. It is a competition open to the student and the young architect who is under 23. And the site of this competition is in the Zhendong city in China, in the project of the urban design by Arata Isozaki. This is the final jury of this second competition. I'd like to introduce the juries. Mr. Andrew Barry, who is a professor in the Auckland University. And the
Hello.
Thank you. Mr. Yasutaka Yoshimura, an architect in Japan. And Mr. Tsuyoshi Tane, architect in Paris. Thank you. So, I'd like to start this jury. This jury's moderator is Mr. Marco Bersano from Arata Isozaki Atelier. So from now, maybe you will speak as a moderator.
Okay.
Is it okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And okay, we already just start to comment the project number A, and we make a lot of consideration that do you want to repeat this consideration or
maybe we can say summary.
Okay, one summary that okay, at first okay, I start and someone can say something else about the summary.
Maybe in first, I think we can introduce the title of the three proposals.
Oh.
The scheme A, the title, there is three proposals in the final.
Mm-hmm.
And the scheme A is how do you use this place? I think it's a title because it's just one phrase in the top of the panels. And the second one, the scheme B, the title is the Seamless Town in the Megacity. And the title of the scheme C is the Link to Commerce. Okay.
Okay, and
I cannot hear you.
Sorry?
Yeah, now I can hear.
Yeah, okay. Okay, we start to comment the project number A, how to do, use this place. And and okay, you start, Andrew.
Okay, sure. So the proposal that we've received has two pages. And the first page has a very big image looking at the exterior of the building. But this image is kind of looking up from ground level at this very tall building. And the building is shown as a kind of very serious-looking grey object with all of the windows the same, but some kind of gaps in the structure. And it's quite a sort of forbidding image. It, I think, has almost the kind of quality of a kind of urban prison. So it's quite serious. On the second page is another image of the building in which the various blocks have different window treatment and a different colour, a different material. And I think this image of the building is actually much more attractive, has a little bit the quality of MVRDV's story apartment in Amsterdam, where different apartments, the quality of the apartment is expressed on the exterior, and it's a much more kind of intriguing image. But my kind of comment looking at the proposal is that there's a number of diagrams seems to represent, first of all, the idea of expanding the building out towards the pond, which is quite an interesting possibility, I think. But the next set of diagrams are about how to use this growth, use this expansion. And those diagrams show office, shop, and restaurant, but the... And showing a kind of expanded exterior area, but the proportion of the exterior is really big in relation to what's shown as the interior, and it's hard to imagine why you might need this very large proportion of exterior area. For example, there is one part of the diagram shows office, a little square of office, and another exterior area which shows the smoking, and the smoking is three times the size of the office. So it's hard to imagine how you would use this situation where you need to be smoking three quarters of the time and only quarter of the time. One of the thoughts that I had is that, you know, in the building with a very large exterior area like this is in some ways close to the kind of modernist ideal, which of course assumes a very benign climate, a kind of tropical or very warm climate, such as we might find in Singapore or Los Angeles or Brisbane, where inside space and outside space is very easy to move between the two and to occupy one or other. But I guess the climate in this part of China is actually very tough. So this having such a large proportion of exterior areas, a little bit hard to imagine how that might be used. And the other thought that I had about the project is the diagram suggests that the building is expanding towards the pond, whereas when we look at the three-dimensional study of the proposal, it has this very, very large deck between the main part of the building and the pond, so it has actually the effect of moving the building away from the pond. So there's some interesting ideas there, but it seems to me the realization of them is a bit doesn't realize the potential of the idea.
Okay. And someone else want to say something?
Yeah. Maybe from my side is that these two pages are the proposal. So I was more looking, starting from the second page, to understand the idea first. And I agree with Andrew Sunday is that this idea of starting point of the, let's say, having a building as enclosed, let's say, independent structure, trying to propose to say that the building trying to expand to be more communicative or trying to be, let's say, a connection to the outside world. So which is clear and which is kind of a gesture that he wants to try or he or she wants to try. And then starting this kind of idea to go to the right side of this elevation plan, which has kind of potentially interesting as, let's say, architectural gesture, to not have one monoblock building, trying to, let's say, configure the rotation of the volume in the separate layers of the floors to create the external surfaces, and which gives a lot of potential to use the activity exterior space or outdoor spaces. And then what we understood that this the climate of this Zhengzhou is very hard, that the summer is very hot and the winter is very cold. So this may be the researched area of this the context are not well studied in a sense. Then by looking at the other diagrams or other explanation of the project, then that has some interesting question mark that the last part of the diagram on the left bottom saying that building in the diagram technique as how traditional story, which I don't know what it means, but suddenly he's trying to understand a traditional story. But then when I go to the right bottom side, people and building closer distance to the waterfront, but somehow the building is going away from the waterfront. So this contradiction of how he explained in the project and the realization are somehow very contradicting. and then go back to the first page to see that this should be the main project that he wants to say, this is my project. But then somehow it looks very sad and gray. And then the title is saying that how do you use this space, this prints? It's somehow he's questioning himself. He doesn't know how to use this space. Because it's a deck. Also, there's no people and it looks very sad. So I don't know. He's realized that once he finished the project, trying to submit the project, that he doesn't know how to make a title, so he just made a question in a sense. That is my kind of feeling at the comment of this project.
Mm.
Yeah.
Please, someone else want to say something?
Okay, I have almost the same impression as two other juries. I think he or she should explain more about the configuration of the voids. The building has such a huge voids, but he or she didn't say anything about configuration and the reason why the building has to have such a huge void. And the climate, sun and shadow, or the noises can be create a shape of the building. So yeah, there should be something on the presentation board, I think. But I like the idea of having two completely different, volume. I mean, the vertical dense volume and flat plateau could be one of the answering to this competition. But I think the flat part should not be just a plate, but with volume. This part could be a commercial zone and could be kind of market with huge area. That would be nice if we have such kind of market here as a commercial zone. That's my opinion.
Someone else?
How do you think of this form stack? Because he or she use stacking volumes, and I think it's something like the same similar method by the NVLDV. So maybe Yoshimura-san knows their method well, but compared to their stacking methods, how do you feel about this method? Way of stacking?
Difficult question. But it is too similar. I mean, the building in Amsterdam, besides I River. No, it's not besides. It's actually on top of the water, so that is more attractive. <Let's say. laughs> So, if the building which is built already built is enough attractive, I think no one should not repeat it. So, yeah, it's not good.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And Umeoka-san, do you want to start to comment? We can pass to the B project.
Sure.
Okay. Do you want to start to
about the D B
comment? As you wish, or someone else.
Hard to understand. I mean, it's a core cloth. Is there a window or?
B
It's difficult to understand.
Structure.
As far as I see, it's a core. It's closed.
Closed.
But maybe there would be the windows, many windows, but just he didn't explain and present it.
Yeah.
There should be the windows.
Is it outside or it's closed by glass? It's hard to understand.
Yoshimura-san posed a question about the borders of the inside and the outside. So how do you think?
I don't know. The if the drawings and the images show the closed box, we should not interpret it. That should be open, in my opinion. If it's closed, like look like a wall, it should consider the judgment should be wall than just maybe there will be window. I don't know. This is my opinion. Not to change the wish of the designer, maybe he wants to be closed. So
there's actually a note on the first page. We were speaking with the previous scheme about jails, and it says closed mega buildings resemble jails. And I'm not sure if this is meant as a criticism of other schemes, or a description of his scheme or her scheme. It's a little bit ambiguous. I presume it's a criticism of other types of building. So my version is that what we have here is a kind of a series of towers with the idea of these big floor slabs cutting through every other level. That is the idea, is that this kind of very strongly expressed cutting is what creates the idea of the kind of segmented neighborhood, a home area or neighborhood area. So it's rather than expressing the building as a big object, that it's cut up into a series of blocks which are assumed to have a kind of more human scale. Is that how everyone else reads it?
About number B, he or she, his idea is following the guideline.
Yeah,
but but the shape or the image is very ugly. But they want to keep our guideline. So they want to separate the building use. Office and commercial building. I can understand that, but it's difficult to understand the plan or section or so. So, and the floor height is very high, I think.
Yeah.